English for Law, Chapter 1, Sources and Divisions of Law. Law, Definition. The word law does not have a universally accepted definition, but it is very often defined in terms of rules and guidelines enforced by controlling institutions. However, rules and guidelines are also regarded as law when they regulate relations between people in society, and therefore create and preserve social order. Because of different meanings given to law, one simple way of defining the concept is to say that law is concerned with the regulation of social conduct by the state. The law of the United Kingdom. All legal systems worldwide deal with the same basic issues of law, but distinct legal jurisdictions have their own legal and political systems. The United Kingdom is a constitutional monarchy and parliamentary democracy. It has three legal systems: English law, operating in England and Wales; Northern Ireland law, operating in Northern Ireland; and Scots law, operating in Scotland. English and Northern Ireland law are based on common law principles made by judges through the system of precedent, known as case law or judge-made law, while Scots law is a hybrid system based on civil law and common law elements. A feature common to all UK legal system is the absence of a complete code, since legislation and unwritten common law are all part of the Constitution. In common law jurisdictions, the defining logic of criminal and civil trial procedure is the adversarial system, meaning two sides as adversaries or opponents. The adversarial system contrasts with the inquisitorial system of adjudication in civil, continental European jurisdictions, where the state has the major investigator's role in determining the truth, rather than individuals confronting their accusers. Sources of law in the UK. UK law originates from legislative sources and judicial sources. Legislative sources consist of domestic legislation, which includes primary legislation known as Acts of Parliament or statutes, secondary or delegated legislation, and European Union legislation, treaty articles, regulations, directives. Judicial sources consist of common law and equity precedents, known as case law. In addition, there are a number of minor sources, such as customs and books of authority. Parliamentary sovereignty. In the lawmaking process of the United Kingdom, supremacy of Parliament is significant for two reasons. Firstly, Parliament is the originator of the most important source of law, known as Act or Statute. Secondly, Parliament may delegate power to a government minister, and the law that is created is referred to as secondary or delegated legislation, which is published as statutory instruments, bylaws, and orders in council. Judicial sources derived from common law and equity precedents are both subordinate to legislation, which means that Acts of Parliament take priority in case of conflict between primary legislation and judicial sources. This unlimited power of Parliament results in the doctrine of parliamentary sovereignty. Unlike Acts of Parliament, however, delegated legislation may be challenged in the courts via the doctrine of ultra vires, Latin term meaning outside one's legal power or authority. This means that if a government body acts beyond the powers that are delegated to it by the parent act, the delegated legislation can be declared void by the court. Sources of law in the USA. The primary sources of law in the United States are the United States Constitution, state constitutions, federal and state statutes, common law, case law, and administrative law. The most important form of codified law is the US Constitution, which is the foundation of the federal government of the United States. There are two levels of law, the federal and the state. Federal law originates with the Constitution, which gives Congress, the federal legislative body consisting of the House of Representatives and the Senate, the power to create statutes. Courts then must apply statutes to the facts of a case. If no statute exists, courts defer to common law or case law, consisting of judicial interpretations of the Constitution, a statute, or common law. Federal law is superior to state law, which means that federal law must be applied in case of conflict between federal and state law. This is because the framers of the US Constitution wanted the federal government to have only limited power.